keep searching for a way out. Seems like padlocks on the door. Oh, there must be another sunrise, another sunset that I'll see. God will make this trial a blessing. That's the love He has for me. God will make this trial a blessing, though it brings me to my knees, though my tears flow like a river, yet in Him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged, there's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, all the grace He gives to me. Now I am not the first one to come into this place, for every child of God this trial he must face. It is here that God will mold you and make you what you want to be. God will make this trial a blessing, just be patient, you will see. God will make this trial a blessing, though it brings me to my knees, though my tears flow like a river, yet in Him there's sweet relief. There's no need to get discouraged, there's no need to talk defeat. God will make this trial a blessing, the grace He gives to me. Now I'm standing on the mountain, looking back I can see that in that lowest valley His strong hand was leading me. Oh, it's good to see the sunshine and to taste sweet victory. God has made this
yeah. chorus. We'll drop the instruments off for a moment, and we'll let them all lift their voices. I expect to hear some loud singing over there, Dr. Yingling, from all that crowd. When we get to the chorus, I expect the pianist and organist are going to be singing. As a matter of fact, maybe the best singing we've got over there, all right? Everyone on the fourth verse, now rest. Now rest.
You knew I've been in Corpus 35 years right now. And the Lord gave me this little song, and we'll just sort of sing it. Now the champion marched for 40 days, saying, give me a man to fight. The Israelites said, we got a brave heart, but our feet are sort of full of fright. Then a boy with a sling, a pocket full of rocks, that knew how to trust and pray, said, if you're going to run, Goliath, you might as well take off now, because I came here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm going to get right up. Didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. It's a fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will. I came here to stay. Now that the decree had been signed by the hand of the king, Daniel still prayed to the Lord. The hungry lions pacing the den. Here comes supper, one roared. And if you'd have been standing anywhere close, you'd have heard Brother Daniel say, if you're talking about me, forget it, boys. I came in here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will. I came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm going to get right up. Didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. Fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will. But I came. Now, the boys wouldn't bow. The king got mad and said, turn that old furnace up. High time up. Throw 'em on in. The Hebrew boys are gonna fry. A little while later, he looked in the furnace. He heard Brother Shadrach say, pull up a chair, boys, and warm your hand. We came in here to stay. Run if you want to, run if you will.
Jesus has the table spread.
When I fall down, I'm going to get right up. Didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. Fight and not a game. Run if you want to, run if you will. I want all the preachers to stand, every preacher. I've got a sermon, a stanza I wrote for you. On the way to Dallas in the plane. Now the preachers wouldn't bow. The state got mad and said, turn those rules up high. Time up. Put the pressure on them. their freedom and liberty is going to die a little while later. They looked in the churches. They heard God's prophets say, "We may burn, but we'll never bend. Our God's just the same today." To run if you want to, run if you will.
But I
came here to stay. When I fall down, I'm gonna get right up. Didn't start out to play. It's a battlefield, brother, not a recreation room. Fight another game. Run if you want to, run if you will. But I came here to stay.
Jesus has the table spread where the saints of God are fed. He invites His chosen people, come and dine. With His manna He doth feed and supplies our every need. Oh, it's sweet to sup with Jesus all the time.
Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine.
So the disciples came to land, thus obeying Christ's command. For the Master called unto them, come on and dine. There they found their heart's desire, bread and fish upon the fire. Thus He satisfies the hungry every time.
Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry call of God, come and dine.
Soon the Lamb will catch His bride, to be ever at His side. All the hosts of heaven will assemble be, and it'll be a glorious sight. All the saints dressed up in white, there we'll feast with Jesus Christ eternally.
Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time. He who fed the multitude, turned the water into wine. To the hungry calleth now, come and dine.
Amen. All right. Come and dine, the Master calleth, come and dine. What a good song. And his other song there, I Came Here to Stay, fitting for the times that we live in today, the challenges that we face today in this world, in this wicked world. The title that I titled this broadcast today, The Beast System Rising, The Virus, The Mark, and The Antichrist Deception. I think these are all foreshadowings of the Antichrist kingdom that is coming and that is forming, that is rising up. As we speak, the foreshadowings of it. Somebody said, I think we're in the times of Revelation. Well, I would tell you it's always Bible times. We live in Bible times, and we always have to make war against the beast. There is always a war that the beast makes against the saints of God. And we're going to kind of look at that today. We're going to look at Revelation chapter 13. You know, I've preached an extensive series on the Antichrist. Probably more sermons than I've heard anybody preach on it. And I'm not bragging. Somebody said that to me the other day, that I've probably preached more exhaustively on that topic than a lot of people have. And that's probably true. And I think it's important to do that. I think it's important that we understand this beast system that is rising, that is coming up. And we're seeing it right now. It's coming to fruition in front of us. And we're going to kind of tie it all together today when we look at the scriptures and show kind of what's going on in the world today, what's happening, and then what we're to be doing, what we're facing here. But first, before I get into all that, let me say hi to everybody. Let me see who's on here today and say hi to you before we get started here. Pilgrim Lady gets the prize for being first. here. Stephen L. comes in. Haven't seen him in a while. He hasn't been on the program here for a while, but he's back. Mary Teresa, Carl Winters is on here. My wife is on here. Let's see. Joe McDonald is on here. Hope you're doing well. Joe, what time is it where you live? I think you live somewhere in Europe, don't you? I forget. I'm sorry. Maybe you're in, I don't know if you're in Ireland or if you're in, I forgot. I'm sorry. I don't remember. Well, tell me where you're at anyway and what time it is over there. Let's see. Joe McDonald. Wayne Derrick in Canada. Somebody invited me to Canada. They said if I come to Canada, they have a cabin for us to stay in if I come there. So maybe next year when things kind of die down a little bit, no pun intended, and maybe we get back to a little bit of sanity possibly if that does take place, I'll go to Canada. I'd like to meet some folks in Canada. I'd like to preach there and meet some folks there. I got to get a passport here this year. And in the next couple months here, when everything starts to open up again, you can actually talk to people. And then maybe go to Canada. That'd be a good family vacation. I'd have a good time there. I've got friends also that are two or three hours above, or no, they're right at Thunder Bay. I've got friends in Thunder Bay that have listened to me preach for, I don't know, probably 7 years, long time. They've listened to the sermons and they show us around Thunder Bay, she said. Nice people. So hope she's doing well. Lana's her name. Nice lady. And pray for Lana's son to be saved and her children to follow the Lord. But let's see here. Aaron's on here. Kayla. Rachel Marshall. Andrea, hope you're doing well. I see the baby is doing well. That's good. Good news. Good to hear. Glad you and your husband, your family are doing well. Nick Bombard. I don't know who that is. I don't think. Beauty for Ashes. Blot Salad. I don't know what that is. But okay. Thanks, Mr. Salad. I think. I don't know who you are. Jason. Got his permit. Good for you. Danielle, on here from California, I believe. Lisa, hope you're doing well. Just north of me. Let's see. Let me go up. Let me get farther here. The song is I Came Here to Stay. That's the song by Lester Roloff. Kelly J. I think I know who that Kelly is. Maybe. If that's the same Kelly I know, I'm not sure. But all right. We got 45 people on so far. 17 likes. If the 45 other people could just hit like on there and share this on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all over the place. Share it on social media. Make all your friends mad. It'll be great. They'll love you for it. Well, probably not, but they won't love me either for it. But they might love Jesus someday for it. Then they'll love us. All right. Let's see here. Ireland. I don't know what 1705 is, man. You can't tell me 1705. I don't know what that is. Speak English, man. Good old Ireland. Nikita Ecclesiastes. Okay. Now, I'm supposed to go on a Baptist history tour in 2021. I'm supposed to go over to Europe. That's what I'm supposed to do next year. I'm supposed to go to England, to Rome, to, I think, to the valleys of Piedmont. Okay. And I've got friends in England, I think. We'll see. I don't know if I do or not. We'll see by then if I have friends. They tend to come and go in my life a lot. I've got some that have stood the test of time, but they tend to come and go a lot in my life. So I don't know. I don't know. And one day here and the next day gone. It reminds me of this song. I got to play this song for you. Every time I play it, it makes me laugh my head off. I've had so many people turn. Let's see. It makes me laugh.
Packing up the dreams God planted in the fertile soil of you. Can't believe the hopes He's granted. Means a chapter in your life is true. But we'll keep you close as always. It won't even seem you've gone. 'Cause our hearts in big and small ways will keep the love that keeps us strong. And friends of friends forever, if the Lord's the Lord of them.
I'm sorry. When I... When I just remember this song came up when I was... when we had a lot of people... Well, different church discipline issues and things like that in a time. And it was just somebody played this and I just started busting out laughing. It was, anyway, you had to be there in order to understand it. But anyway, so anyway. We will see. You know, we will see what the Lord does with all these things in the future as far as trips go and as far as getting someplace. I don't know. If I'll make it to Europe next year, we'll see. The Lord knows. Somebody had given me a gift towards that. It's a partial gift. It's going to cost me a lot more to get there. So we'll see what happens. If the Lord provides that and if that's what He wants me to do, amen, we'll go from there. and see what happens. But it's an expensive trip, that's for sure. And I would probably want to take, I would take somebody with me. It'd either be my dad or my son, possibly my wife. You know, it would depend because it's up for anybody. So this tour is. Now, somebody asked me about, Kayla asked about, Kayla, there's no official tours in your area right now. If I came there and I visited there, I would take your family on some tours and I could show them some places. Now, you could get the Baptist Heritage Revival Society app and you could find all those places and go yourself. But if I was there, I could show you. And if I visit there sometime with my family, we could show your family and take you around to some of these places. But I could show you some of those places, you know, and see, you know, what the Lord would have. I mean, I could definitely... but anyway, so you pray about that future and all that kind of stuff, what's going on here. Rome is to Croatia is an hour flight. All right. So that's a possibility for sure. Isn't Mary Wiebe in Canada too? Can I just sing Oh Canada if I go there? I just want to sing that song in like the with the greatest Canadian accent ever. So I don't know if my wife wants to go to Europe with me or not. She probably does. I'd take her. For sure. She's my favorite travel partner. I don't like to travel with anybody else. I mean, I do, but I like having her with me. So we'll see what happens. So anyway, I can get a flight for $15, huh? Wow. One way. Hey, man, I'm not going to live with you, Brother Carl. I ain't traveling one way. What are you talking about? I ain't traveling one way, Carl. You ain't keeping me stuck in Croatia. Of course, if I got stuck there, I'd probably, by God's grace, start a church there. Wouldn't that be something, huh? Start some churches in Europe when I go over there. Well, that'd be great, wouldn't it? That'd be awesome. 20 euros. Anyway, it'd be great. So we'll see what happens. Well, I don't like flying, but I'd rather fly than be in a boat. I don't think I'd like a boat floating over the sea. I'd have too many, like, Titanic anxious thoughts while I was sitting in the boat traveling across the ocean. I'd be looking, like, every second for a stinking iceberg somewhere. Anyway. So, wow, lots to talk about in the news. You know, some interesting things that are going on that we should kind of address here. And we're definitely going to look at some scripture here today. And get some understanding of what's going on. I think it's important. You know, I think it's important that we put a biblical perspective on everything. I'm not giving you conspiracy theories today. What I'm trying to show you is a Bible pattern that I believe is there. a Bible pattern. Look, there is some deception going on today. And let's talk about that a little bit. What do we know that the man of sin, this smacks of the, watch this. Let's see. I think it's... Okay. Little children, it is the last time, and as you have heard that Antichrist shall come, even now are there many Antichrists, whereby we know that it is the last time. Now, look at this. What is the Antichrist kingdom marked with? The Antichrist kingdom is marked with deception, but there is a spirit. There is a spirit that is already in the world. It's already there. Look at this. Who is a liar but he that denieth that Jesus is the Christ? He is Antichrist that denieth the Father and the Son. Whosoever denieth the Son, the same hath not the Father. And he that acknowledgeth the Son hath the Father also. Oops, verse number 3, sorry. That's good too, but that's not what I was looking for. There we go. Look at this. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And that is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. So we are told that the Antichrist beast system is already in the world. That Antichrist spirit is already in the world. So, remember this. Remember this. Whatever the Antichrist is going to do in the flesh, when he comes in the flesh, that spirit of Antichrist is already doing it right now. It is already at work. Look what it says here. It is already in the world. The spirit of Antichrist is already in the world. It's there already. What is the markings of this? How do we know it's that this, what's going on around us, smells? All right. When you look at this whole COVID-19 thing, let me ask you a question. I'm going to give you a chance. I'm going to give you a chance to answer this. Okay. I'm going to give you a chance to answer this. I want to ask you a question. Does anyone smell, and I mean this figuratively, does anybody smell sulfur? Like the spirit of hell all over this whole COVID-19 thing. Let me ask you that question. Do you smell it? Can you tell it's there? Can you just like sense this absolute spirit of that it's there, that it's that you could sense it, it's there? I'll give you a chance to answer that. Okay, now another question let me ask you. Let me ask you another question, okay? Let me ask you another question. What are the aspects or what are the attributes? How can we distinguish? How can we tell that this, what's going on right now, is Antichrist? I'm not talking any conspiracies. I'm just talking straightforward. In one word, if you could sum it up in one word, what would that word be? I'll give you a chance to answer that, okay? And I'll read your comments. To coin a phrase like my friend Pastor Hoggard uses, think Bible. Perfect. All right. Here's some of that. One says oppression. One says deception. Perfect on the deception. Oppression is part of it. Absolutely. Submission, order out of chaos, big time deception. Okay. So here's what we have. Good answers, guys and gals. Here's what we have here. Okay. We have the Antichrist spirit is marked with deception, right? Let's look at this. Let's go to, here we go. Here's when the Antichrist comes on the scene, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Right now, the first word that we could come up with is deceit. But now I want to pause there for a second. All right. Pause there for a second and let's think about this. Because I really think what Jason Ciotti, you're talking about a cashless society. I'm going to get there. All right. I'm going to get there. We're going to bring all of it together in one thing here. I'm going to show you that. It's all boils down to Revelation 13. But listen, here's the thing I want you to remember. All right. Deception. But it's not quite the deception that you think. Here's what I mean by that. You will miss your mark. You will miss, yes, it is delusion. Strong. It's strong delusion, but it's foreshadowings of it. It's the spirit of Antichrist. He's not on the scene yet. He's not been revealed yet. The complete falling away hasn't happened. It's coming. Okay, now listen, though. But you got to go down deeper into the rabbit hole to understand. Everybody's words are right over here. Nobody has said anything over here that I don't agree with in the comment section. I agree with everything you're saying, but I want to boil it down for you. So pay attention, because here's what the Lord showed me. Deception, yes. But I want to show you the subtlety of Satan in this. please slow down and listen, okay? Now I want you to slow down and listen. Let's look at this. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said to the woman, yea, hath God said. Now that word subtle. Sly, artful, cunning, crafty. Okay? No, don't even go to the... I want you to... Okay, don't go as far as the obedience thing yet. Follow me here. Stay with me. Stay with me, if you will, where I'm at. Please, I'm going somewhere, but you got to give me a chance to get there. So save your comments, okay, for right now. We'll get back to the comments, and we'll dialogue together in a minute. But save your comments for a second, because here's what I'm trying to say to you. It's deeper than what you understand. Well, maybe not that you understand, but it's deeper than the general public understands. And this is why it's so, this is why you can smell sulfur. This is why you can hear the hiss of the serpent ever so slightly. You can hear him. Here's why. Number one, what did we learn? What did we learn? Of the wheat and the tares, what do we learn of the different seeds where they're sown? What have we learned about false brethren crept in unawares? We learn that there is truth mixed in with the lie. And that's what makes it so powerful. So follow me here. Here's what I'm getting at. The virus is real. And this is how Satan works. The virus, I'm going to say it again to you. The virus is real. That's why this is so dangerous. Do you understand that? The virus is real. And if you're not careful, you're going to miss what's going on here. If you oversimplify it and you ignore certain aspects of it, you're not going to realize what's happening here and how to properly argue it. People are so quick to poo-poo everything and say that nothing's real. It's all fake. Nothing's real. It's not really happening. It's 5G. It's something else. And that's exactly what Satan wants. Satan, because why? Because it gives him great power. Why? Because Satan is very subtle. And you and I are told to be what? Matthew 10. I send you forth, behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So slow down here and listen to me, okay? Because here's what I'm trying to say to you. God's people don't react to things right away. We wait and we use it. We watch and we look. Right, because Satan knows that we're going to look like a bunch of dum-dums if we come out and just blast everything. But watch this. This is what makes it so dangerous. What makes this time so dangerous and smacks of that Antichrist spirit is this. The virus is real. Satan, and okay, so deceit, the deceit of Satan is always mixed with some religious truth or some aspect of truth. That's why a counterfeit dollar can fool us. Okay? A counterfeit dollar has to be held up to the light. When it's held up to the light, then it's examined. Then we can say, ah, yes, but this. That's why God's people can't always tell with perfection the difference between the wheat and the tares. Because they both look the same. So that's one word, deception. What marks the Antichrist kingdom? Nick, I don't disagree with you a bit on that. You said hit by a train, corona death. The virus is real, the death toll is not. I agree. Well, no, I believe the death toll is correct. I believe it's being attributed. Those people are really dying, but it's being attributed to the coronavirus. But this is why we have to be careful. Let me show you something here. I'm going to get back to this because we've only covered one word. We've talked about deception. Please listen to me and slow down and just take some time to follow me here. I'm going to have you follow me along here. So please just follow along. I want to show you something here, okay? Let me get to it here. Let's see. It's right here.
All right, our next guest has been warning for weeks that the Centers for Disease Control's guidance to doctors on how to certify coronavirus deaths are, quote, ridiculous and could be misleading the public. Joining me now is Dr. Scott Jensen, physician and Minnesota State Rep, Senator, and Dr. Jensen, how long is it going to take for us to get a true accounting of all the numbers swirling around here? I know you dug into some of these numbers and looked at some of the tables and the embedded charts that I'm looking at. And something is just weird with this flu season. It all just kind of seemed to go away in New York. And I've never seen anything like it in any previous season.
Well, thank you, Laura, for having me on. And I think what we're going to find out is, in retrospect, we're going to find that we're not allowed to compare apples to apples. There's been so much garbage going in that we're going to get garbage out. 3 weeks ago, you and I talked about this, and if you look at what's happened since then, we've seen Pennsylvania, the coroners have pushed back and said, these aren't COVID-19 deaths, so Pennsylvania reduces its numbers. New York says it's going to come out and add 3,700 in a day. An Illinois public health director tried to define what a COVID-19 death looked like and stumbled all over herself and made it very clear she didn't have a clue. We've got people running in the southeastern part of the country saying that they want accountability. We've got California and Minnesota saying we're going to count only confirmed cases. And today in the major newspaper in Minnesota, the Star Tribune, they came out with an editor's note saying they're no longer going to use the John Hopkins information because John Hopkins is counting both confirmed and unconfirmed. So they're going to go to a different source because they want to count just confirmed cases. So it's a mess.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of complaints lately about those very numbers from Johns Hopkins as well. Now, as you just noted, a lot of these states are including probable COVID deaths into their official counts. Yeah. And that Secretary for Health of Pennsylvania actually noted this last week, just so our viewers get a sense of what you were talking
today,
about.
Today, you're actually going to see a decrease in our probable cases.
Does anybody think that's a dude? Let me just stop here. Does anybody think that that's a dude? Because I think that's a dude. I'm sorry. Am I a jerk because I think that's a dude? Who's with me? Is that a dude or what? I don't know. Okay, sorry.
Specifically, probable deaths. These cases were previously reported as probable, but further review has determined that we needed more information before we could attribute them to a death related to COVID-19.
Okay, Dr. Jensen, Italy actually did this. Again, you were so far ahead of the curve, as was this show, because we saw what the Italian science advisor came out and had to announce about their own reclassifying thousands of deaths, because he said they were overly confident or overly, there was a lot of emotion running because of how awful COVID was in that country, but still not confirming the actual cause of death.
That's exactly right. I think the CDC has got to own some of this. They basically came out and said, you don't really have to worry about causation. You know, we'll just correlate with what's going on. And Italy found 12% of their COVID.
Okay, we're going to get back to this video, all right? But we're going to move on as deception rises, as the Antichrist spirit rises, deception rises. There's another word that this video, what other word could you say that this video describes? One word, you only have one word. You only have one word. I'll give you a second. Tell me what that word is. Bingo, Doom TV. Bingo, you got it. He got it first. Right there. That's the word. Confusion. That's the next word. Think very closely. That's what's going on here. There is mass confusion everywhere. Confusion. It's part of the kingdom. Okay? Confusion. There is mass confusion. And the city of confusion is broken down. Every house is shut up that no man may come in. Confusion. That's what's going on. It's like the Tower of Babel. It's babbling and confusion. What does the Bible say? For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace. There is this whole thing. Satan thrives in confusion. That's how he thrives. He's causing, that spirit of Antichrist is causing nothing but confusion. Exactly, Terry. Soldiers call it, that's what Brother Paul calls it too. They call it, a soldier calls it the fog of war. And that's exactly what it is. It is confusion. That's the second word that you have to understand. James 3:16. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. Everybody is confused as to what's going on. But that's not God's doing. In this sense, I mean, it's Satan that's doing it. When you find a ton of confusion, you know full well that Satan's hoofs are involved in it. His hoof prints are there. We know it. We don't have to wonder that. We know it. Satan's kingdom is marked with confusion. No one is speaking the same thing. Okay, let's go back to that word deception. Deception and confusion. What's going on here? Well, what's going on here is nobody's getting the flu anymore. New York got cured. COVID-19 cured New York of the flu. Nobody got the flu. It ended a couple months ago.
COVID-19 deaths were actually causatively related. I mean, people aren't stupid. They might be frightened, but they're engaged. And I think what American politicians are having to learn is that if you do this, you're going to undermine the public trust and you're not going to get it back easily. I think one of the things that you and I have talked about, Laura, is we're trying to connect the dots. We're trying to provide some context. What you said before is absolutely true. How in the world can influenza just drop off the map in a sudden 2-week period of time? We both know that there have been influenza deaths, influenza cases that have been called COVID-19 because nobody bothered to swab their throats. If you want to find out what the data is, I don't care if they're dead or alive. Swab them. We can always run the test later and then actually get real information.
Well, Dr. Jensen, a friend of mine a couple days ago said to me, I think a lot of these experts are counting on people not to actually look at the data. They just look at the headlines or they look at a paragraph, but they don't dig into the tabs because it's a kind of a pain. Believe me, we did this today. You have to click over to the tabs and look at the tables and add up 80 numbers on each side. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait a second, something's not making sense here. But it takes hours and hours and hours to go through this. Where are the journalists doing this work? Why aren't they setting the context for this response and the continuing response of shutdown? Because they want to keep this thing shut down. I think a lot of it is to hurt Trump. Dr. Jensen, thank you so much.
Okay, so what we have here is we have confusion. We have deception. Because, see, Satan will use the narrative of a true virus, but a hoax of a reaction. Satan never lets a good tragedy or a good situation go to waste, right? So what we're having here is a situation marked with confusion. That's what we're seeing here. So, we have deception. Deception. Let's go back to that word, and then we're going to move forward with other one, or with more of those words. Now, remember, that's the spirit of Antichrist. Matthew 24. Remember, let's go back to what we said earlier. Well, actually, this one answers it for me. That there's already that spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. That spirit is still out there. Okay? Beloved, believe not every spirit. But try the spirits whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. This is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. So it's in the world already. Now look at this. False prophets, Antichrist spirit. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruits. Now, turn to Matthew 24. Because this is where we're going to get at. This is that same spirit. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. Look at this. What are we seeing right now? What are we seeing right now? For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. Famines and pestilences and earthquakes in diverse places. Please listen. Stay focused on this, guys, in the thread. Stay focused on this. Don't get distracted. Stay where we're at. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then shall they deliver us up to be afflicted, deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. That's the spirit of Antichrist, to deliver you up. Are you listening? That's the spirit of Antichrist. Am I saying this is exactly Matthew 24, the man of sin is here? No, I'm not saying that. But God says that spirit does the same thing. That spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Could it be? Sure, I don't know. Yet. But look. Look. What are people doing? See something, say something. They're ratting people out for going to church. They're ratting churches out for assembling together. They're calling and complaining to police that churches are meeting. By the way, that's all tying into this beast system. I'm getting there. Boy, I hope you're paying attention. I really do. If you're not, you're missing a lot. You're not going to get what you need. And I'm talking about from the Bible, not me. I'm saying God's revealing things to us right here in the scriptures. Don't follow squirrels down other trails. Stick to the main trail. Stick to the main road. Stick to the narrow way. Stick to what we're talking about. Pay attention. And then shall many be offended and shall betray one another and shall hate one another. See that? That's the spirit. There's a spirit behind. Now listen. Please, I hope you're paying attention to this. Listen to me, because here's the thing. I want you to think about this. What these people are doing, they think they're doing right by turning people in. That's the spirit of deception I'm telling you about. And that's how the Antichrist works. That's how Satan works. He seduces people into thinking you're helping your fellow man by doing this. Do you understand the power of deception? I'm telling you, it's because the virus is real. Because these things are correct. They are happening. and he's using it to deceive the masses. That's what I'm trying to tell you. That's what I'm trying to tell you. He's using it to deceive them. He's using deception, that spirit of Antichrist. He's using it. And these people think they do with God's service. They think they're doing their fellow man service. They think they're obeying the government and the beast system. That's what they think. And in the midst of all this is where the deception is. The false prophets arise to deceive many. Okay? What's one of those false prophets that arise to deceive many? Here's one. Here's one. Are you paying attention? Pope calls for obedience on mass restrictions, both pastoral and political. He's calling for obedience. Do you see it? These are the false prophets. Here's another one. Here's another one. You see it? Franklin Graham urges pastors to obey authority, save lives while doing church's work. Do you see this? They're telling them to obey. Follow the governors. Obey the governors. See it? See, I'm not giving you wide-eyed conspiracies. I'm not even saying that Bill Gates' vaccine is the cat's meow and this all this and all. I'm not saying any of that. I'm giving you scripture and I'm showing you Bible and I'm showing you actual events that are taking place. I'm showing you actually what's happening and the spirit behind it. I'm not pulling a rabbit out of my hat. I'm showing you very plainly what's going on right before your eyes. It's happening right there. But that's what he's telling. This is all going on right around us. It's the deception. It's deception that's happening right here. Right as we speak, because states are in confusion. People are in confusion. People are in deceit. Okay. You used to preach on eugenicists before, anyway. We know you see the point of view. I don't know what you're talking about, Carl. What do you mean? I still preach on eugenics. I still preach on it. I still preach against it. Absolutely. I've never stopped preaching against it. But there's more. How else do I know? What other word describes? What other word? What other word describes what's going on? We'll give you a chance to answer that. Okay, you got it. There it is. Somebody got it. Rachel got it. Fear. Fear. Fear is the vehicle that is being used. The spirit of fear. Fear is being used. That is what Satan uses to get what he wants. Fear. Wow, fear is 400 times in the Bible. That's interesting. Right? Fear. Fear. That's what Satan is using, is fear. He is using fear as a tool to get what he wants, to accomplish what he's doing. So if you mix deception Well, I'm with Pastor Hoggard. I don't believe depopulation is what's going to happen. I think depopulation is going to happen when God allows the Antichrist to, when God destroys with the plagues and he uses that. I think that's going to be depopulation. I'm starting to agree with him that the merchants of the earth love to make money. So they're making money off all these people. So that's why they like them around. But fear, fear. I'm going to tell you what I've learned the hard way. If you live your life in conspiracies, if you live your life trying to mine out all of those things, and that's the basis of your theology, you are going to be carried away by the spirit of Antichrist. Well, it's not just the fear of death. People have, they don't want to get somebody else sick and they don't want to hurt somebody else. So it's not always the fear of their own death, okay? It's the fear of getting somebody else sick or harming somebody. Inadvertently. All right. Fear. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. But there is the spirit of fear out there. And Satan uses it. If you mix the fear with the deception and the confusion, then what you understand is, see, people fear what they don't know. They fear the unknowns. If someone has anxiety or they have depression, they fear the unknown. Look at this. Luke 21. This is the same time period. This is that spirit of Antichrist. Men's hearts failing them for fear and looking after those things which are coming on the earth. For the powers of heaven shall be shaken. Men's hearts failing them for fear. Are we at that time yet? No, these are foreshadowings. Men's hearts failing them for fear and for looking after those things which are coming on the earth. Exactly, Carl, and that's what I'm doing with this. That if it doesn't line up with Scripture, I'm not going to teach some out-of-whack theory that somebody has about something out there that's going on. I'll teach you what the Bible says, and I'll teach you what I can see in the Scriptures. I've learned that the hard way. Let me help you out with fear a little bit. Let's talk about that for a minute. I know a little bit about that. I've given you various testimonies of things before. And I want you to pay attention and listen to this. I think it'll help you. I want you to think about this for a second, but I'll give you some examples. If you've ever went through any severe trauma or PTSD or anxiety or anything like that, you become very paranoid. You become fearful. You have tons of invading thoughts. You have tons of invading thoughts that come. You have things that happen to your mind sometimes that you can't really do a whole lot about. But let me just say this. There are times when you're dealing with that, that you have to cling to the Bible, you have to cling to absolute truth and wait for God to reveal to you things. Okay? You have to wait for God to reveal whether something is true or not. And it has to be based off of solid evidence. I want you to understand something, and I want you to listen to me, okay? Very closely, because I'm trying to help you. Believe it or not, I'm trying to help you here. Move that up a little bit. I'm trying to help you. If you base things off of a few things, base your understanding or your fear gets in there and you base it off of a few things that you see or a few feelings that you have or things like that, what happens to you is you become reactionary to everything, and you're going to be wrong a lot. You're going to be wrong a lot. And you're going to get the spirit of paranoia and fear will take you over so much and make you unprofitable to anyone. You know, I'll put it this way. Let me personalize it for you. I have had things happen to me where Satan had people tell lies so well mixed with truth and slander me so very badly. I have had those people tell those that no matter what I said, no one would believe me. No matter what defense I tried to make of myself, no matter what defense I've tried to make of myself to defend myself, having all the facts and all the truth and everything on my side, but the lies and the slander caught fire so much that there was nothing that I was going to be able to do to prove my innocence. And I was innocent. But nothing I was going to be able to do was going to prove my innocence. And the deceit was so powerful and so strong because it was mixed with truth, some truth about something. That there was nothing I could do to defend myself. That defending myself in the court of public opinion only made it worse, or would only make it worse. So in times like those, you have to just trust the Lord and you have to keep moving. Because fear has been used, confusion has been used, deceit has been used. Remember, most of rat poison is good for you, or won't kill you, I should say. Not good for you. It's the 1 or 2% of it that'll kill you. And see, that's the issue here. That becomes the real problem. And the more you try to... And that's the problem with the narrative that's out there. Oh, you don't believe people really get sick, and you don't believe people really die, and you don't believe people really get COVID, and you don't care about the children, and you don't care about the old people, and you don't care about anybody else. See, they use fear right? They use all those things. And I've been through that, and I've learned to see through Satan's deception by time, by patience, and by waiting. And I've had to wait. And the one thing that God has revealed to me that many times you'll be vindicated. Sometimes not. Sometimes you'll die in the prison, right? But if you give in to the fear of it, and if you give in to all those other things, then you know what? Your judgment goes. That's why it's important to have patience when everybody's afraid and running around. When everyone is running around like a chicken with their head cut off, the sky is falling, the sky is falling. Right? We sit back and we wait. I've watched this thing. I've sit back and watched this thing. I brought it out teaching about the Spanish flu. I was wise for a few weeks and looking at everything and trying to examine everything. By God's grace, that is. But this whole time period of COVID and everything that's going on, it's a time of deception. That's how you know Satan's footprint's in it. His hoofs are in the door of it. It's a time of deception. It's a time of confusion. It's a time of fear. Look around you at the fear. Everyone is running around with masks on. Everybody is running. And I'm not saying that you're bad if you wear a mask, okay? I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is everybody's running around with a mask on their face. Everybody's running around afraid. Look, I'm at the grocery store and something gets dropped. And before people would like pick it up. Or if somebody drops something, you would be kind and pick it up for them. Now they're deathly afraid of even getting near you. People are afraid to even get near you. You know what? Some pastors have said that In some of their communities, they can have church. But some of the people are afraid to show up. They're older people, and they're so afraid of everything right now. Or they run businesses and that thing, and they're afraid to show up to church. Right, Authorized Mike said, I got accosted for trying to help an old lady with a pack of soda. I know. It's insane to me. But people are afraid. Their hearts are failing. They used a virus, something real, that really kills people. They've magnified it with the spirit of fear. They've magnified it with the spirit of fear. See, you were told to be afraid of this. You were ordered to stay home. And fear. Well, you don't want to get people sick, do you? You could be carrying it. Right? So you need to be afraid. You got to be afraid. And that's what people are. They're afraid. They're afraid. Everywhere you go, every store you're in, right out here, there's a sign. Wash your hands, cover your face, protect all of us. Are you saying I'm ugly? What's that mean anyway? Cover my face. They're using fear. somebody said another word, but I'm going to kind of spin off of that word. And we might go back and forth here a little bit. Hey, let me take a break here just for a second, though. 84 people on right now, 40 likes. Can you thumbs up this? If there's 85 people on, can you thumbs up this? We got 40 likes on here. And just like the broadcast and share it on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all over the place. Get it out there. Get the truth out there so people can hear it. But we only have 40 likes on there, so let's get that up. There's 85 people watching right now. I'll give you a chance to introduce yourself if you'd like to at the end of the broadcast. But anyway, we'll give you an opportunity for that. But if you would, hit the thumbs up on there. And let's get those numbers up a little bit higher so we push that algorithm all over the place and all that good stuff. And YouTube will hate us and all that good stuff. All right? So anyway, there's another word, and it describes the Antichrist kingdom. How else do I know the spirit of Antichrist, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, is behind this? There's another word that I think of. It's this one. Let's see. It's the word flattery. It's the word flattery. There's a lot of flattery going on right now. There's a lot of flattery. And flattery is the tool of the Antichrist. Daniel 11:21. And in his estate shall stand up a vile person, to whom they shall not give the honor of the kingdom, but he shall come in peaceably and obtain the kingdom by flatteries. Flattery is a form of manipulation, okay? It's a form of manipulation. It's false praise, commendation bestowed for the purpose of gaining favor or influence or to accomplish some purpose. I preached on manipulation a long time ago. You can go back there and listen to that. But flattery. Flattery. Okay, his kingdom is marked with flattery. And such as do wickedly against the covenant, shall he corrupt by flatteries. Everyone's a hero. I'm sick of hearing about this. And you may not like this, but I'm sick and tired of hearing how everybody's a hero. Everybody's a hero now. Right? Everybody's a hero now. Everybody's a hero. Let's see. Here's another one. Let me show you another one here. Here's another one. Bow down and worship the ICU nurse because she's an absolute hero because she's on the line fighting this COVID thing. So you got to bow down and worship. It's flattery. They're using flattery to push all this garbage. Everybody's a hero now. If you deliver something, you're a hero. If you work at the grocery store, you're a hero. If you go anywhere, you're a hero. If you do anything except disagree with the government, disobey their wicked stand, and fight and stand against and stand for liberty, then you're not a hero. You're a selfish, wicked devil. If you have church, you're just selfish. If you meet as an assembly together, then you're just selfish. That's what you are. Flattery. They're flattering people to push this agenda. Oh, this nurse is a hero because she's standing here and she's protesting the protesters. Well, how about these protesters are losing their business, their livelihood, and they're going down like a freight train, but this lady's getting paid $50 an hour to do it. And as much overtime as she wants. CNN, the gayest network in America. Okay. And half of the nurses in the systems around the country right now aren't even working. They're laying people off. Right? But they're using flattery. They're using flattery to push this. That's what they're using. Flattery to push it. And it's working. Man, I've even got to everything yet. I got more. I might have to continue some of this on Monday. I might not get through it all. Because I haven't even really got to describing the beast system. I got a half an hour. But I haven't even really got into describing everything yet and tying it all in. I think we'll do that. We'll keep going here, but we'll get to it on. I'm just using one word to describe this so you can tell where that spirit of Antichrist is. You could smell the fear. You could smell the confusion. You could smell the deceit. You could smell the flattery. You can see the flattery. The Bible says a man that flattereth his neighbor spreadeth a net for his feet. I've experienced this. You can smell it. You can see the deceit that's being used, the flattery that's being used, the manipulation. See, how does Satan do that? He manipulates. Satan manipulates. He's manipulating people to get what he wants. And he's using fear and flattery to get it. All he had to do all that had to happen was to trade in Terra Maria. It's all combined. It's a spirit of Antichrist. It's all going to come together, all against the Christians. It's all going to come together. Here's the thing. The flattery, the deception, the fear, the manipulation that's being used. Because they've used fear to get what they want. They've manipulated people. For instance, all of these bills were passed and pushed forward for fear of a virus. For fear of a virus, they push forward all of this money out into the economy. We sank oil, we sank everything, all of our natural resources, we sank everything, and we produced a bill that was worth $500 billion or whatever it was, or no, $2 trillion. Pushed it all right away. It had to go through. A voice vote. When you want to scare people, that's what you do. Or when you want to accomplish a goal, you frighten people. You manipulate their fear. You play on their fears. And then you get them to do what you want. So by rapidly causing things to happen, by rapidly moving, by rapidly shutting things down, by rapidly shutting the nation down, everybody goes into a frenzy. The food supply lines get tweaked. All these things happen. What is all that? That's all the spirit of Antichrist. It's manipulation. It's how Satan works. And deception, fear, deception, manipulation, flattery. Well, you have to protect first line workers. So, I mean, you got to stay home because they have to work and you have to do this and you have to stay home and everyone's going to die because you're going to carry it to everybody. So everybody's going to die everywhere in the country. Every state's the same. Everything's got to be uniformed. By the way, all this stuff was pushed and manipulated. I think the federal government is manipulating the states. I think the federal government is manipulating the states. They use the doctors in white coats to tell you that it wasn't safe for you to ever leave your house. And now you got polls that show people, oh, we don't know if we're ready to go back to work yet because we're afraid for our safety. Well, if you're not a sick person, I mean, the fatality rate of a not being sick is like, I mean, the survival rate is like 99.9% if you don't have existing pre-existing conditions. But what's happening though? They use the truth that a virus could kill people. They use the truth that it's highly contagious. They use the truth of all those things to push an error And that's how Satan's kingdom works. That's how his kingdom works. That's how the deception works. It's not just an open lie. Open lies are easy to refute. It's the mixed message. It's the mixed message that deceives. It's the mixed message. That's where the manipulation lies. That's where things are being manipulated. That's how Satan works. Sure, there's a real virus. Sure, people need to be careful. But it's those that are vulnerable that should have been encouraged to stay home. The rest of the healthy people should have went out. As they were out, they would have gave it to each other. They would have got through it. They would have passed it through and would have built up immunity to it. And that is real herd immunity. I'm not talking about from a vaccine. People are dumb when they think it's only a vaccine can do that. No, God has natural immunities. Here's another way that this is used. Manipulation is being used. Fear was being used. Hang on a second. I'm going to show you another way. Show you this, because see, another work of the Antichrist, that manipulation we talked about to get what they want and then the narrative changes. Remember what the lockdowns were for? We were told the lockdowns were for The twin objectives of flattening the curve and allowing, he says, Dr. Scott Jensen says this: please watch this video newscast and share it. Let's not move the goalpost. The twin objectives of the flattening the curve and allowing adequate time to ramp up hospital capacity have been met. That's what it was for. We were told we have to lock you down in order to flatten the curve. So it doesn't overload the medical system. Well, then what did they do? Well, they changed it. Because now we're no longer doing that to flatten the curve. Now we got to do it because we got to safely be able to reopen. And we got to do this, and we got to do that, and we got to do this, and we got to do that. Wait a minute, that's not what it was about. They changed the goalposts. What is that? It's deception. It's manipulation. It's the spirit of Antichrist is what it is. See, there's a spirit. You say, are all these people gathered in a room with pentagrams on the floor? No, it doesn't work that way. They have the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. They have that spirit of Antichrist in them. That's the spirit that's behind them pushing this. That's what I'm telling you. Look at the Antichrist. Daniel chapter 7, verse number 25. Look what it said about his kingdom. Remember, the spirit of Antichrist is already at work. And he shall speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and times and a dividing of times. See this? This is what's going on. They're not following the written laws. They're speaking these orders. They're speaking these orders, and they're saying that these orders our law. And it's ever changing. They're not. It's moving. It's never consistent. It's ever changing. See, that's what's happening here. That's what we're visualizing here. That's what's taking place. We're watching this spirit by these governors. We're watching it. And by the way, by the president of the United States, because he manipulated this whole thing. Now, he might have been manipulated himself. I'm not sure. And you may disagree with me when I say that. But it seems like to me that he manipulated the states with money to do his dirty work for him. He got the governors to shut everything down in every state. And now he's telling them to open back up. Well, it's not my fault the governors won't open back up. Right? But that's what's happening. But that's what's he manipulated that whole situation, or he was manipulated. I don't know. But either way, all these states want to cripple their economies so the feds can bail them out and they can get free money. So they don't want to open back up. They want to make this hurt as long as they can. Right? That's what's happening. That's what they're doing right now. There's a bunch of manipulation, a bunch of fear, flattery, manipulation, deceit. Deceivableness of unrighteousness. All of those things characterize this whole event. Confusion. Confusion. Right? All of those things are aspects of what's going on right now with this whole virus. Now, we're basically at the first part of my teaching here on this. I'm not done yet, but we're and I don't want to get into the next aspect of it really, because the next aspect of it is going to tie in completely Romans 13 and Revelation 13. It's going to bring it all down and boil it down to the rising of the beast system. It's going to boil it down and explain it all to the person itself, to us, to who we are, you know, to what they want to do to us as people. And it touches all of it. You have to remember, all of those at the top of all of this are Luciferian. They are Luciferian. They worship Lucifer. Some of them are just useful idiots for Satan. But if you notice this, this is the God that the world worships, in whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. This is the God of this world. They are led by that God. That kingdom describes it. It describes it. And it describes the foreshadowings of what's happening. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as at the day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. Remember, that's the end game. The end game is worldwide Luciferian worship. Who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped. So that he as God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things. And now you know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Even him. Now we're talking about the spirit of Antichrist, but this is him, even him, whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie, that they all might be damned that believe not the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. So this is that Antichrist spirit that is already in the world. Now, next week, what we'll talk about on Monday, we'll continue this broadcast on Monday, and I might change the title of this a little bit to because I really didn't get into that too much. Beast system rising, the virus. I might change the title of that a little bit. We'll do it like that. We'll keep it that way. I'll change it to the beast system rising, the virus, and the Antichrist deception. Next week, we'll talk about the mark. We'll talk about the control. We'll look at how this has the Antichrist spirit all over it in dealing with the things that are taking place right now. And the fact that man is a body, a soul, and a spirit, right? Or he's a mind, body, and soul, however you want to say it. And how that's all going to come together. Okay? How that's all going to come together and show. I can't keep going right now. I've got to go do some praying. I've got to go do some praying. Then I'm going to spend the rest of the day with my family and enjoy some time with them today. So it's a beautiful day outside. I'm going to go get some exercise, go walk and pray. And look forward to spending the afternoon and evening with my family today. So, anyway, anybody want to say hi before we go here? We got 5 minutes. And say hi before you go. There's 81 people on here. There was almost 90 on here. Any of you want to say hello before you go and like the broadcast before you leave and come back again Monday? See us again Monday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. But anybody want to say hi that's maybe never said hi on the thread here or hasn't said hi at all recently or anything like that? Let me know if this is the first time you listened or if you've listened for a long time. If you want to say hi to us here. Hey, thanks, Erica. You have a good weekend, too. Jordan Patton. All right, good to see you. Kelly, glad you're on here, too, as well. Mary saying hi. Anybody else on here? Michelle Nowosinski. Okay. 4+ years Nick's been listening. Great. Ihor. Hello from Spain. Hi, Ihor. Ihor, I'm sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. I'm just a crazy white dude from Iowa, so I don't know. The Iowa-Illinois border. Marcia Eaton says, hi there. I pray for you and your family daily. Thank you. I'm grateful for those prayers. Thank you for doing that. I need them. I'm very blessed by that. Thank you. Jacob Terry from South Africa, Alberta. Great. I don't know what that means, but I guess you're from somewhere that I can't recognize, P.S. I don't know where that is. Brother Ross, hope you're doing well. Veronica. Paul Allwood, I know who you are, Paul. Hope you're doing well. Oh, good. Nick went to see Pastor Hoggard when he was in Auburn, New York. That's good. Linda Gonzalez. Igor. Okay, Igor. I know that one. Igor, I think I know you. Cedar Falls, Iowa. I am from the Quad Cities. That's where I'm from. Good deal. Lots of people from everywhere on here. All right, good. Anybody else want to say hi real quick on here? I like to hear from people. Anybody else there? Jordan Patton. Ooh, good. We're up to 76 likes. That's good. Good deal. Anybody else want to say hi before I take off here? I got a few minutes here, then I'm going to go. Got to get some stuff done today. From Virginia. Proverbs 31, woman. All right. Good to hear from folks in Virginia there. I like Virginia. I'm reading the lives of the Virginia Baptists. Right now, Virginia Baptist ministers, and I'm almost finished with volume one. I've got to finish that. Thanks for the prayers, Mary. I appreciate that. From the UK, Beauty for Ashes. Well, good for you. Listen from the UK, huh? Great. Anybody else on here? Cape Town. Michelle, that's great. I appreciate that. I'm glad that our ministry is a blessing to you, Michelle, and to your family. That's wonderful. I'm glad to hear that. That's wonderful news. From Puerto Rico, Joanna. Oh, Lucas from Vancouver. I know who you are. Good deal. Well, Stephen, we'll pray for you that you do better there. He's from Canada. I'm going to try to go to Canada sometime. Someday. Well, praise the Lord. That's good. Glad to see folks on here. Well, listen, I'll let you guys go then. And we'll... be back, Lord willing, on Monday. And I'll broadcast from 2 to 4 p.m. on Monday, Central Time. And hope you'll be able to make it. And hopefully you'll be able to hear us. We'll get back to the ones on the family, AV 1611. I'll be preaching sometime soon on keeping the kids again sometime soon. The next one is keeping the heart of your child. That's the next one I want to cover. So definitely be doing that sometime in the future. But all this stuff going on right now has kind of changed things a little bit. But anyway, we'll keep posting things and putting things online and trying to be a blessing to folks. So anyway, we'll talk to you soon. God bless everyone. If you need to get a hold of me at all, PastorCooley@iCloud.com, you can text me or you can email me there. If you want to give to our ministry, you can go to sermonaudio.com/PastorCooley. Go there, hit the donate button, and you can give through PayPal or whatever you'd like through there. So we still have all our normal bills to pay and all the things that come in, but the Lord provides for us, and we thank God for that. If you go to our Facebook or our sermon audio page, I guess some people have given through Facebook too. You can do that too through Facebook, which is cool. But anyway, so you have that option too, and then there's a donate button up here somewhere around here. Give right here, and then you just donate that. Takes you to PayPal there, and you can give through that if you'd like to. All right. Anyway, or you can mail it. The address is on our YouTube, our sermon audio page as well, or you can mail whatever you'd like. Anyway, all right. God bless you all. Take care.